Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
It's a call that Boston Bruins fans will never tire of hearing.
For the first time in 39 years, the Boston Bruins have won the Stanley Cup.
Tonight at the Garden, the Bruins begin their defense of the Stanley Cup as they open their season against the Philadelphia Flyers. Before the game, the team will raise the 2010 championship banner and skate a few laps, again with Lord Stanley. For a preview of the season ahead, we spoke with Gary Tangway, who covers pro hockey for Comcast Sportsnet, and started with the big question: can the Bruins do it again, and what role will goalie Tim Thomas play in their quest to repeat?
I think it's really difficult to do for anybody because the NHL playoffs, to me, it's right there with the NFL. It is the most intense. It is the most grueling postseason of all. That's why I think it's very difficult to repeat. Can the Cup stand Boston? It can. It's hard, though, man. I mean, because Tim Thomas, number one, he's a Hall of Famer in my eyes, had an unbelievable – he stood on his head. He's probably going to have to do that again. No disrespect to him. I think this is just being fair. You know, can he do that again?
Let's stay on Thomas for a second. He's got one of the league's best backup goalies in Tuukka Rask behind him, but do you think he largely starts this season?
Oh, sure. And I think what the Bruins will do is rest him again. I thought Claude did an exceptional job giving him a break during the regular season, gave him some time off, and therefore he was fresh for the playoffs. You know, this guy's in the upper 30s. He's heading towards 40, so they need to take care of him during the regular season. It doesn't matter where you finish during the regular season. We all know that. The playoffs are a different ballgame.
The core of this Stanley Cup winning squad is back this season. How does that continuity help?
Oh, it helps immensely because they all know each other. The chemistry's there. They know the coach. They've been through it together. That's huge. But, however, they need to play better. They need to score more goals. They need to get more offense out of this crew.
What about the minuses, the challenge area on this squad, beyond needing to score more goals, which you mentioned a moment ago?
Well, there is a such thing as a playoff hangover, and I had a discussion with Sean Thornton about this when they won the Cup, and I said, you guys are all having a great time. You know, they were the toast of the town, as we know. Every night there was a Bruins party. I said, you got to turn the page. And I remember the Red Sox in 2005 when they showed up to spring training. I was down there, and I said, this team is dead. After 04, I mean, the party continued right into the 05 season, and they had dead legs. They were dead. There was no way they were going to overcome that World Series hangover. That's the biggest concern. They need to be hungry. Sometimes success eliminates the hunger.
You know, you were talking earlier about how hard it is for any team in the NHL to repeat as Stanley Cup champions. But if you get in the playoffs, at least you have a chance. Is this Bruins team this year a playoff-caliber team?
Yeah, absolutely. The one thing about it is if the Bruins struggle during the regular season, and you know, they might have an injury. For some reason, Thomas just might not be as hot as he was last year. But they know once you get in the playoffs, anything can happen because they were not supposed to come close to beating Vancouver. Not even close. So they know anything can happen. And when guys know that, they fight to the final whistle. They fight to the buzzer.
Gary, I'm wondering, do you think there could be additional pressure on the Bruins this year in this way? If the NBA doesn't play this season because of its labor problems, there'll be additional focus on the Bruins. In fact, they might well be the only show at the Garden this year. And in a town that pays a lot of attention to sports, that's going to place more pressure on them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And another thing the Bruins have to be careful with is that everybody knows who they are, and they need to behave off the ice as well because, as Milan Lucic learned, he got in a fight reportedly with his girlfriend coming back from a party, and the police were called, and it was page one. It was all over the sports talk radio stations. And if a Bruin gets in trouble now, it's big news, and they need to be careful of that because Twitter and social media and smartphones with cameras are everywhere. So that's where they need to really watch their step.
Gary Tangway, who reports on the Bruins for Comcast Sportsnet. Thanks a lot for speaking with us. Appreciate it.
All right, Bob. Thanks for having me.